what's up? It's the Modern Day Muslim Podcast. This is episode 7, and there's so much that has taken place since our last
podcast.
I'm the one and only Asfar Ali, and I'm joined by Zofali. Yes, so I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, we had the famed and shamed Khabib.
It's actually Khabib, bro. The K is silent because he's
Khabib.
Russian.
Khabib.
No, it's Khabib.
It's Khabib?
Yeah, the K is silent. It's because he's Russian.
Why do they pronounce it as Khabib then?
No. Everywhere I've seen online, it's all Khabib. The K is silent because he's Russian. That's why it kicks in.
Okay, so we're talking about...
Because he's Dagestani-Russian, right?
We're
like, it sounds like a Game of Thrones character. Dagestani-Muslim.
Yeah, it does. We're talking about UFC. We should have said
that.
So it was UFC...
I guess I'm like you're reading something.
I am. 229. 229. I already forgot. I brought my laptop open. It was the one and only, the pride of Ireland, Conor McGregor versus Khabib. How do you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, let's just let it go. Khabib.
Can I spell
the
it?
The Muslim.
Nurmagomedov. Any guesses? Nurmagomedov.
Let's go with that.
Okay. So the thing with us, man, is, you know, like, I was just really upset because throughout the whole fight, Khabib, like, he maintained his composure.
Oh, bro, he decimated him.
And he destroyed Conor McGregor. But then what was more devastating is what happened after the fight. So for those of you who don't know, man, Zulf, you want to break
it down? Yeah, absolutely. So he actually, before the fight, he told Conor McGregor that I'm going to rearrange your face. He actually did that, made him tap out. This is the other champion that got tapped out. Khabib made him tap out, decimated him.
So
and
he tapped out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zulf.
And then as soon as the match was over, Conor McGregor's coach outside the ring started calling him a Muslim terrorist, Muslim rat. Khabib lost his composure.
Dylan
Dennis was the coach?
Yeah.
Jumped the fence.
His jiu-jitsu coach, Conor McGregor.
Well, whatever.
I just want to have some facts.
Yeah, I know. You can't prepare it.
Yeah.
He jumped the fence or the cage.
He leaped over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
look at you.
Jumped.
Wow, you.
This is what it says.
Oh, you're actually Conor.
You're
reading the article?
I don't know what
happened. He leaped with a single squat box jump. He leaped over the fence, the cage, the ring, and landed on,
what was the guy's name?
Dylan Dennis, and then jumped him, got him, and then everybody broke the fight out.
Laid the beat down. But what happened in the ring too, man?
This is a fun fact. So here's what I didn't know.
You sound more excited than the commentary.
No, this is what happened, that I thought Khabib's teammate did a cheap shot at Conor. But upon the video that was released later, Conor took a lousy. No, he took a lousy punch.
No, I saw he was trying to climb over the ring.
Yeah, but he punched.
And then they pulled him down, and then he swung at them.
Yeah, he swung at them.
And
then he swung at the Khabib's teammates, and then there was a brawl that took place in the cage or in the ring or whatever you want to call it. And then Khabib was brought in, but Khabib wasn't given the belt at that point. And was taken away at backstage, I guess. And Conor and everybody went crazy. The crowd went nuts.
Khabib!
But here's the thing. I love that Look, I'm a big Conor fan, right?
Khabib!
I'm a big Conor fan because I saw the adversity he went through.
He's a great promoter.
Great promoter.
Good
great marketing soccer. Guy. Great brand. The way he came up in the industry. His hustle, his grind. I respect that. But when it came down to fighting a Muslim... Khabib, I switched sides. Like I jumped on that bandwagon real quick.
I didn't know anything about the fight. My friend said Conor McGregor is fighting, and I go, I might come over because you know I was like, the fight's gonna be late, and he's like, he's fighting Khabib, and I go, sorry, what's the guy's last name? He's like, he's a Muslim. I hung up the phone and immediately did a prayer, and then went right over to my friend's house because. Yeah, I'm so pro-Muslim when it comes to
athletes. Absolutely. We should be. As Muslims, we should be.
As long as they win.
Absolutely.
If they lose, then I'm like, I'm not
pro. And I loved how every Muslim nation in the world was celebrating his victory like it was the third Eid. Like we had a third Eid. That was what's happening.
Yeah, but
this was like Eid number three.
But I just don't like what went down after, man.
But then he made
it. It's just... fulfills the stereotypes. You know, like
Agreed.
They show they're angry,
Agreed.
Like they're and they can't control. And you know what, man? I was having this argument with my cousin, and I go, you know what, man? I go, it was justified because he called them all these names, and I want to call back to some other incidents with Muslims and in sports when they kind of lost their cool and they went from like cool to jihad, like in a matter of seconds. And with Habib, I just didn't understand, like, you know, for the whole match, he was able to let his aggression out, beat the crap out of Conor McGregor, and I thought that was enough. But then for him to, like, jump over the fence.
Well, the guy called.
Jump over the
cage. So he made fun of the religion. He called him Muslim rat. He made fun of his dad. Dylan also made something about, made some comments about his dad.
So do you think that there's, like, is there, like, a line that should be drawn when it comes to trash talking? Because
of course, bro. You can't attack someone's family. Like, you saw what Conor did before the match. He was giving him alcohol to drink, and then he called him a backwards, you know, a foul word. I don't want to say because I hate that foul word.
But you know what I thought? I thought it was staged. I don't know, man. It seemed like too staged because, you know, when I look at the review, when Habib was trying to jump over the cage to run after Conor McGregor's coach, a security guard grabbed him but then kind of let him go, you know? So I was just like,
bro, at that rage, you know when the adrenaline's pumping at that point.
Maybe he didn't want to get beat up by because everyone just ran out of the way.
No, but you know when you know you are at that success point, the adrenaline pumping. This guy has a record now, 27-0, 27 wins in UFC.
I think it's tainted now,
it
man.
Is.
Because first of all, they don't like him, and then Conor McGregor.
Well, he
doesn't
like. But then look what Conor did when the fight was happening. He threw a chair at the bus.
They love that. You know what
I
mean?
But then, bro, isn't it double standards then?
It is
hypocrisy.
He does it,
that's fine. But the minute Habib does it, it's like, oh, you're a Muslim. That's why you lost your cool and composure.
That's the problem, man. The way the Muslims are looking in the media.
Agreed.
If he sneezes the wrong way, he looks at someone the wrong way.
Yes.
It's just terrible because our backs are against the wall. Someone's looking for any little thing. And I'm not saying that whatever he did was wrong. I'm just sad that he didn't get the moment he deserved because when he beat Conor McGregor, that was so monumental. It was big. It was like one of the biggest turning points in UFC history. And he finally shut up someone who talks so much trash. Like, I love Conor McGregor, but he finally got his
beat. He got his beat down.
Well,
he got a beat down with Floyd Mayweather as well.
Bro, he might have lost the match, but he won $100 million.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a win-win for Conor McGregor.
So arrogant and everything, and I was like,
but he has to be because
remember that's why they always say they always say in their religion too, right? That you should never be so proud.
But would you ever watch a match if Conor McGregor wasn't Conor McGregor? I wouldn't. I would just.
That's why I said he's a great brat.
I would never watch a fight because I love waiting to see what he's going to say in the post Conor. And I know he went beyond that line by like offering alcohol to Habib and stuff, but. That's what he does to sell it, right?
Yeah.
And I hate it. And, you know, Habib, I hope when there's a rematch or something.
There shouldn't be a rematch because he gave him a beatdown. Why should there be a rematch?
I think money-wise. I think Habib's going to get paid more money. He deserves it. He already got paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but you remember, you know what came out next day, right? This video was surfaced where at the age of 9, he's wrestling.
He wrestled a bear.
He's wrestling bear cubs at that age, at the age of 9. And people are like, why did this video come out early? Because we could have made more money by betting on him.
I was just shocked, man. What kind of parents? What kind of coach? He's wrestling a baby. And it's not like maybe he's confused. Maybe he thought he was supposed to hug the bear because he's a child. And then the bear started scratching.
But did you see how much grappling he was doing with the bear? He kept throwing it down.
You know, some people call it grappling and I call it survival. The child, you know how that term is? Like, you learn how to swim by drowning? He's like, he'll learn to live by not trying to die. Because the only thing that could have made him more sadistic is if they rubbed honey all over his body.
Oh, that's it. Game over.
Because when I saw that video, I was like terrified. I'm like, what if this bear scratches his eye out?
Yeah.
Or does something. But at the end of the day, man, I was proud that Habib, I'm not even going to try the last name, won this belt and did us proud. But you know the reason I brought this up, man, is not only is because it was a big thing that happened like a couple of weeks ago, but I want to go back to what's happened in the past couple of, I say years, when it comes to professional sports and Muslim. And what I want to talk about is, you remember the World Cup, 2006, France versus Italy.
Oh, Zinedine Zidane?
And he had his jihad moment.
Yeah, he did.
Where he headbutted, even though that guy's like an actor, right? Marco Mazzarotti. He's, you know, we all know Italians. They love to dive and they like overact. They're like so much drama. And they're like, oh, mamma mia, like he hit me. And but remember what happened, man? World Cup final.
Yeah, but that guy said something about his mom, bro. I wouldn't tolerate that stuff anyway.
I know.
The guy said something about his mom. He lost his cool. He had, and that was his last match, bro. He could have gone in glory.
He could have won the World Cup, man.
Yeah, but he lost his cool, bro. But that's, but see again, bro. This is what I'm telling you. Our religion is so.
But I have an Islamic excuse. So what actually happened, right? A lot of people don't know is that it was close to probably Zohar time, right? Maybe it was Zohar time. So he was actually going down for the sijda. And then hey, Mazzarotti just got in the way.
This is like a Mike Tyson joke.
It was a sijda.
Why don't you tell your Mike Tyson joke? Because that's even funnier.
Didn't you want to finish your commentary on this midfielder?
Who? Zinedine Zidane. Yeah. One of the greatest football soccer player ever, bro.
But
this is the thing. People provoke us to the point that we can't handle it because our religion teaches us culture and respect for elders and everything.
Yo, religion aside, has anyone ever said anything like even like jokingly about my mom? Like I cut I got them like a pig.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know the problem with them is because they're in the spotlight and they're professionals. They think they have to behave a certain way, but listen, man.
Everybody has a melting point, man.
I don't think that should be allowed. I think what should have happened, man, there should have been some kind of fine, and Zidane should have been able to kick him in the face or something.
Oh, no, agreed. 100%.
Right? So you wanted to talk about the most famous...
No, let me hype it up. So this is the reason. I don't know if you guys remember Mike Tyson.
1997.
Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield.
For the
taking place in Las Vegas.
Let's hope. I don't have that info.
No, I have that info. I know that. I saw the match. And it's taking place in Las Vegas. And Evander Holyfield, again, trash talking.
For the fight.
For the fight.
WBA Heavyweight Championship.
Nobody cares. Let's listen to the fucking fight. And the fight's going on. Evander Holyfield is trash-talking to Mike Tyson.
Boxing. I don't think Zolf mentioned it was boxing.
Mike Tyson has converted Islam, and go. And, oh yeah, let me tell you what happened, and then Asper has a reason what happened. And Mike Tyson loses his cool during the fight.
Third round.
Bites Evander Holyfield's ear, cuts it, and spits it out.
So you know what's even crazier? Because I was doing research for this, because I really don't do research, and I wanted to know more about it. His reasoning behind it was, so during the match, Evander Holyfield was being aggressive. He was like headbutting Mike, getting in the
way.
So Mike said he lost his cool. So the great thing about this is like a couple years later, he was on Oprah, right? And Oprah asked him, he's like, what happened? Why did you do it? And he's like, listen, man, Oprah, I guess he really got upset and I didn't know what was happening. And I just lost my cool. I knew he's a better fighter, so I had to do something. So I bit his ear off. And then she asked him, she's like, are you, like, you issued an apology. Was that sincere? He's like, no, I don't regret what I did. And then she's just like, so I thought that was an insincere apology. Why'd you do it? She's like, man, you know, my friend, they were telling me I'm going to do this. They're like, Mike, you bit the guy's ear off. You know, you should say something and be a little more nicer. And then he started, like, crying, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy, like, went from, like, a beast to a pansy in a couple of minutes. And she's like, is there anything you would like to say to Evander? And he's like, Evander, man, we grew up and I really respect you. And if I had a chance, I would say sorry to you. So, like, a year later, she brings Evander Holyfield on the show. And Mike's sitting there and she's like, Oprah, is there anything you want to say to Evander Holyfield? And there at a moment, I thought he was going to bite his ear off again because he's licking his lips, right? He's licking his lips, not like the Michael Jordan tongue. He's like,
the second year
is
delicious too.
It'll feel more appetizing than the first. So he looks at him and he's like, Evander, I just really, and he's getting so emotional. He's like, I just really, you know, like we grew up and, you know, we both box. And I just want to say this. I made a mistake. And then they like shook hands and it was so touching. But fast forward. He was on a sports show last year, and this was gold. He's on, like, a live sports show. It's like a podcast. And one of the guys is like, Mike, I just want to ask you, what happened during the Holyfield fight? And he's like, listen, man, that guy's better fighting than me, and I bit his ear, and I don't care about it, man.
I'm like, he's so bipolar.
Yeah, I know this guy, whole bipolar.
Bipolar person I ever met. Well, okay. Fast forward to, this is why Asper has a very logical,
I have an Islamic
point of view as to why Mike Tyson, who converted to Islam at that point, bit off Evander Holyfield's ear and spat it out. So go, Esper.
So for those you don't know, who's like non-Muslims, probably Muslims, you know this, like
Ramadan, right?
So what happened during the match? It was Ramadan, and Brother Mike Tyson, being a new convert.
I love you, Brother Mike Tyson.
Brother, okay, he was like a brother for a minute before he just. Can I let you know, too, this is, like, probably the second day into the religion. He decided to do this, too. So this man, like, he could have waited at least 30 days, you know? And, but second day into the religion, this guy's fasting. And then during the match, I guess he realizes that he needs to break his fast, right? And you can see that panic in Mike's eyes. He's like, oh, my God, I think I just heard the adhan. What am I going to do? I don't have a date. I need to finish this. And what he did, he took it upon himself through some loophole he found. In his own version of the Quran, he decided to bite Evander Holyfield's ear off.
With his cartridge, right?
With his cartilage, but realized that it wasn't halal and then spit it out. And his fast was void anyways. I don't know if that's the truth, but that's the stuff I had to tell people at school. And a lot of them didn't believe it, but a lot of them laughed. Because at the end of the day, man, when you're explaining something like that, man,
yeah, you have to have a smile on your face and
a smile, man. You gotta,
what I find worse for us Muslims is, man, then we have to be the delegation and represent us and explain why what happened. Like, oh, hey, Zulf, I saw Habib lost his cool. When are you gonna lose your cool? I'm like, when you fucking start saying stupid shit to me, I'm fucking gonna lose my shit. I'm gonna bust his brain.
But, like, that happens to everyone, man. It's just more prevalent because these guys, they're, like, in the best match ever. Like, you know, Mike Tyson was fighting for the heavyweight championship.
Yeah, yeah.
Khabib won the belt. Zidane was in the, like, can they do it during preseason? But you know what it is, man? It's just that these guys know how to get under their skin. And listen, I would have lost my cool, like, 3 seconds in. These guys have patience, and it's just crazy, man.
Yeah, I even liked going back to Habib when he was doing the press conference, and he's like, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I know you guys don't like this word. I am going to teach your boy a lesson on the day of the fight. I will rearrange his face. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, thank you, fans.
You know what is the ultimate victory? Is it somehow Connor just somehow converted? He realized that you have to, but then, do we want that guy in Islam?
No.
You know what I mean? Like he's a wreck show right now. Like that guy's,
bro, he's done. He's game over. But he made 100 mil again. So you know what? Kudos.
I think there's gonna be a rematch because what I want to ended with is this. This is like this was crazier. So what happened last week was one of the guys that jumped in and hit Connor McGregor. He's also a fighter in the UFC.
Yeah, but they've already disbarred him.
Oh, did they?
They disbarred him, and what's his name?
But what Khabib said.
Khabib said that if you're going to disbar him, better cancel my contract as well. Keep the 2.5 million that you owe me, UFC. But if you're going to disbar him, I'm also going to walk away from UFC. I'm not going to come back. I'm happy in Russia.
Man.
Because he's like, we're brothers. We stick together. And was it? I don't know if I was having a conversation with you.
Would you have done that?
No.
Yeah, for $2, man, you would turn, bro.
No, yeah, I'm so weak.
I was like, is this guy?
Bro, I'm the guy who buys a Lottomax ticket every week, to hoping that I will win $60 million.
And now that you have $2.5 million, you can't walk. I was just like, how loyal is this guy?
Yeah, but it depends on the brotherhood too, right? Like, I mean, does Habib have a family? Does he have kids? Does he have? I have all that stuff. I have my responsibilities, bro. Why are you bringing up my dirty laundry?
So does he. So does he, bro. He has baby bear.
No, but then you saw.
He has baby bear.
Did you hear his after the fight press conference when he apologized for his behavior? He explained why he lost his cool, and he said that the guy cussed my religion, my father out. That's why I lost my cool. And then he said, you guys don't know, but after this press conference, when I go back home, my father's going to be there waiting for a whooping for what I did and explain, you know, how my outburst happened. So he knew he was going to get a beat down from his dad.
He's going to get a beat.
His
father?
Yeah, his dad was going to give him a beat down for acting like a buffoon, you know.
Well, that's good.
And, you know, so he knows what he did was wrong.
But he had. I know. It was just like a circus.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, he won, bro. The Muslim won.
You know what?
Muslims are coming up.
I wish he could have somehow challenged that guy to a match and just beat him up because he literally was going to kill Conor McGregor, man.
Oh, yeah, bro. The way he was giving him those punches, when he had him on the floor, and bro, how many memes came out after that? Conor McGregor sitting the way he was on the floor with his leg all crossed over, and then just like trying to get his breath because he tapped him out. He gave him a chokehold and tapped him out. People came up with his meme. I got his meme from Pakistan that he's selling freaking like a fruit market. He's sitting there, he's like. Pindelelo, alulelo,
anyenlelo. Yo, we gotta have a segment where we do meme segments. Like, it's hard because you send me.
But the meme segment you can't talk about.
I know, because you send
it's
me
all visual.
You send me so many memes and I die. Some of them are really funny. Some of them are really stupid. And then some of them I'm just like, somebody already gave me this, so it's already.
Oh yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you forwarded to Mobeen because I said you forwarded to Mobeen, and Mobeen forwarded to me, and I was like. I'm like, does he know I'm your friend too, bro?
Yeah, so I send majority of mine to all you guys. And then once in a while, Mobeen will send something really solid, and I'll send out to everybody again, not realizing. And I'll send it back to Mobeen. Mobeen's like, I just sent this to you. And I'm like, I don't care, just laugh.
Yo, what's your haram beef of the week? End on that.
This whole thing, man, about how Habib got shot down because him being a Muslim and Conor can get away with doing everything nasty is like, once again,
yeah,
a Muslim gets bites the dust.
You're right. It's hypocritical because Conor McGregor, he attacked the bus. He injured people. He didn't get any.
Bro, he had to send fighters, and he only got 4 to 5 days in community service?
Bro.
And just stripping Habib's belt off?
He got
this, man.
It's hypocritical.
I don't know why I said that. I'm so excited. I'm so compassionate. Muslims get to bite another dust. But, at the end of the day, let's be logical about it. What Habib did was wrong, okay? What Conor did was worse, but at the end of the day, man, I still go with the UFC's title, and I know, like, I'm playing the devil's advocate here, but it's a professional sport. They should have both been professional. Habib should have not lost his cool. What Habib should have done is got the belt, gone backstage, and then beat the shit out of Conor McGregor again,
yeah.
And that would have been wicked, because then that would have been like, I need a rematch now.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's a wrap, man. It's the Modern Day Muslim Podcast, number 7. We'll see you guys. Oh, do you have anything to add, Zul?
No, I'm just saying I'm Zulfali signing out.
Oh, you put your finger in the air. I don't know what that was signaling.
All right, guys. We're out.
Peace.